Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We head out to the fan hotline to welcome in, as we do every single Thursday at 4:20, Pete Futek of College Football News. Do you agree with me that Vegas at this time, the gambling public as well, they are out their ass making this a 7.5-point line for Ohio State versus Washington?
Hey, guys. Well, first, Tulsa King, did that take out Mike Gundy? Is that anything to do with this over the last? I mean, he's got some influence, I think, in the greater Oklahoma area.
I don't think it's the same thing.
It's not. My worlds are conflating here. So I'm guessing you think that it should be what, 14 or so?
I'd take. On an average day, I think Ohio State is 2 touchdowns better than Washington.
Yeah, except Washington's pretty good. They've got a whole lot there. And the other part about this, too, is, are you sure Ohio State's really all this number one team? I think it is. I think it's good. But everyone sort of like put them there after beating Texas. But Texas isn't that great. So, like, obviously Ohio State's better. I'm picking them. But I'm not 1,000% sold that this isn't one of those times where, you know, you've seen it over the years, over the low these many years, where kind of a little of a fish out of water game where it's kind of odd that Ohio State's in Seattle, Washington. You know, time change, long trip, blah, 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 crazy stadium, crazy environment. You know, whether it was Florida State going to Tallahassee this year or, you know, whatever. There's just enough quirkiness to this where I would not be totally stunned if Washington came up and did something great. However, this is not the type of game that Ryan Day has lost during his career, unless this Washington team is actually that good and ends up wins 11 games. That's pretty much the type of team that Ohio State would lose to.
Would you go through, I know you said that you don't think they'll come up and actually get it done, but is that upset alert? Like, not that they're on it, but is it upset watch?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, it's a long, long road game. For a team that hasn't actually been tested, we haven't stress tested this offense yet. Does it work against a good team? We don't know. It didn't work against Texas. At least they didn't unleash it. It was all about the defense. So, again, good, very well coached team. Jed Fish is really strong. It took a year to kind of get things back up to speed. They've got enough playmakers. No, they don't have the size or the talent of Ohio State, but it's, you know, 7.5 isn't insane. So I'm not saying that they're going to win, but it wouldn't be crazy if we're talking next week and like, wow, Washington, you know, rose up and came up with something special, at least for 3 quarters.
So what is the path for Washington to get the win over Ohio State?
Just play D. You know, this is a strong team on the lines. They've got a playmaker. They got speed at the skill spots. And it just so happens that on this day, the offense doesn't click. That, you know, whatever reason, the running game isn't on. Saiyan isn't hitting. You know, Jeremiah Smith gets, you know, closed down. You know, this, however ways you want to put it, I mean, this is a Big Ten team. This is not just, you know, some random bad team. This is a Washington team that's probably going to win 8 to 9 games this year. So it's like, think of it like you would say if Ohio State was going into Iowa. Would you think Iowa's going to beat Ohio State? Probably not. Or Illinois? Probably not. But yeah, it's a team that's, it's a real restaurant quality Big Ten team, very, very far on the road in a very hostile environment.
Pete, Arch Manning making headlines over the past week for his celebration of basically taking down Sam Houston. Now, obviously, win the game 55-0, but A lot of people point out the fact that it was Sam Houston. Do you like him using this game to try to build on something and gain his momentum, or it was a little too celebratory for you?
A little bit too celebratory, but like, look, my problem with this, and it's my problem with football in general, is the guy looks way overcoached. Like, you just look across the landscape of football, even to the NFL, where, you know, what happened? Look at Jake Browning, for example. When he came in after Joe Burrow got hurt, it was kind of like, okay, guys, you know, just we're in trouble here. Jake, just go out there and ball out. He threw a couple picks, and what did they do? They won because he just went out there and just chucked it around and let's go play ball. And then what happened when they had to go in the game plan, okay, check down and don't make mistakes, don't turn the ball over, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden they look pedestrian. When you let these guys let it rip, and I go back to the one last drive against Ohio State where Manning had a horrible day, nothing was clicking, but you could kind of see that it was like desperation time in two-minute mode. The arm strength was there. He had the one play at the end where he, you know, was able to break free of the tackle and at least get the ball off, where you could kind of, you know, okay, those are the skills. It's there, but these guys are just so locked in to not screw up now that I think it screws them up.
I know we got a lot of college football actually happening this week, but I did not miss Mike McCarthy and the Wisconsin AD at a Badgers volleyball game that coincidentally Luke Fickell is getting hearing chance of fire Fickell at Camp Randall. Does Mike McCarthy as potential successor to Luke Fickell actually make sense to you?
No, but you know, hey, look, you know, Pete, there was a time when the idea of Pete Carroll going to USC was crazy for half the world. And so you never quite know. Every time you think that, oh, this guy's definitely going to fit. I thought Billy Napier was a sure thing fit for, sorry for this coming by here. But I thought Billy Napier was a
sure thing. They're going to get you this time, Pete.
They really are. You know, quit eating sausage and bacon every day. You know, Billy Napier going to Florida seemed like it would be an absolute rock-solid fit. Didn't quite work. Fickell going to Wisconsin seemed like it would work as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And it's just not. Look at this team is probably not going to win another game the rest of the way. So if that's the case and you're Wisconsin, you open it up to everyone. I keep saying, why not Kurt Cignetti? Wisconsin's bigger than Indiana. It's got more money, got more resources. Go get Cignetti. Go get Lane Kiffin. I mean, Wisconsin can pretty much outbid almost anybody for anyone. Open it. If that gig is open, open it up to the rest of the world.
All right, speaking of recently deposed head coaches, Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State. Who has success again first, Mike Gundy and wherever he lands or Oklahoma State?
Yeah, here's the thing about the Oklahoma State gig. Now it is winnable because before, remember, if in the old Big 12, you had Texas, you had Oklahoma, and way back you had a Missouri, you had Kansas State, and, you know, Kansas was a better. You had Texas A&M way back in the day. You had real national championship level teams. Colorado was a national championship level program. Now who you got? You know, there are no anchor tenants in the mall. There's no Ohio State or Michigan or, you know, Alabama or Georgia in this thing. Who's the star program in the conference? It should be Oklahoma State based on recent years, and it's just not quite happening. So I think they can be pretty good pretty fast. I will be really curious to see where Mike Gundy goes. I think he would be, I half joked that, you know, watch, he's that guy who could be the next offensive coordinator for Ohio State. I mean, he's a brilliant, you know, coaching mind, but he is Mike Gundy, and I will just put it this way: in certain ways, he's one of one. He is a different sort of cat. He's got his own personality, but I don't know where he will fit. But watch, I would not be shocked if he becomes a media star, a color analyst of some sort, where he just comes out and lets it rip. He might not be that bad in that role. So I guess I will say Oklahoma State, but Mike Gundy's going to do all right for himself.
As long as we're talking about things off the field, Lane Kiffin's daughter announcing this week that she hard launched her relationship with LSU linebacker Whit Weeks, and of course it is LSU Ole Miss week. For Lane Kiffin and the Rebels, does this help or hurt them?
Lane Kiffin is awesome. I mean, he gets it. He knows social media. He knows how to play the game. I continue to think he's about as underrated a coach as it is in terms of, X's and O's. I mean, look, Ole Miss is not a football powerhouse. He's having arguably the best run of any coach in the history of the program. Although I will say this, the idea that he just tweets out, take the over, I know he was speaking of stuff else, but he thinks about this sort of stuff. So I like the over on this game anyway. I like it even more with that. But yeah, this is, you know, everyone's going to be talking about some of these Big Ten games, and certainly Alabama, Georgia's front and center. But Ole Miss, LSU, that's a thing. That's one of those pieces of the college football playoff puzzle. And here's my call, and I'm starting it now, and I will see if this plays out. Watch out for the SEC to start picking each other off, because look at the ACC. You've got a lot of teams there that could win 10 games. I'm going to throw Indiana in this mix. I'm going to throw, go out Michigan. Kids probably might be 10-1 before they play Ohio State. You're going to have a lot of 10-2 at least Big Ten teams. Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State should be in. You might have five teams who are worthy of 10-2 in the college football playoff. You might have three or four, depending on schedules, ACC teams. You might have two Big 12 teams, Texas Tech and Iowa State. You look at their schedules. We might only have one or two SEC teams. This game matters.
All right, Pete. We are on potential fraud watch for Penn State. Northeast Ohio Zone, Drew Aller, and the Nittany Lions hosting Oregon this weekend. Penn State, -3.5. How are we feeling?
I sort of like Oregon, but not loving it. And I don't even think it'd be a fraud watch, unless they get just boat raced. Penn State does have the talent to be the best in the country, and they've had three games to tune everything up. They are at home, and they're going to wear white shirts. Ooh, scary. So there are those aspects to it, but Oregon's really, really good. They've got the pass rush, they've got the line, and they're not expected necessarily to win this game. I don't think it necessarily matters. I think winner has it easier. Loser still goes to the college football playoff in a really weird, funky way. The loser of this overall, looking what's ahead, might actually come out ahead because they might get that break of not having to play the Big Ten Conference Championship game and getting that extra week off. So either way, both of these teams are going to be fine. I will be shocked, though, if it is not a really entertaining close game, because these are two of the five best teams in college football.
And who has the quarterback advantage between Dante Moore and Drew Aller?
I've put it on a different show as I do. I am a real apologist for James Franklin and he can't win the big one because he wins a lot of really good ones. So I've always kind of bristled at that. On the flip side, Drew Aller does need to win a big game. This is where the quarterback does have to come through in the big moments, and he's been there long enough. He's got the NFL talent. This is the moment where Penn State's got more NFL talent than anybody else in college football. They got more experience. Everything is in place, and it's got to be the quarterback that has to be the difference. Dante Moore, I think, is going to be terrific. This is kind of an indictment on Drew Aller here, one way or the other.
Pete, you're always great, buddy. We appreciate you, and hopefully you got a better weekend coming than Lane Kiffin, because that could be a difficult one for a lot of reasons there, fan.
I won't even touch that one, but I'm right there with you. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Futek on the fan hotline there. The chance is, again, it's your daughter hard launches a relationship with a kid that could beat you and then take your daughter home. There's only so much a man can be emasculated, right?
Yeah, I just feel
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Kiffin goes with him.
That would be a way to up
I've seen Layla Kiffin. That would not be a bad pull for that kid.
I feel like Lane Kiffin's the type of coach, though, that just runs up the score in this game. Like, I don't know. LSU's obviously a really good team. They have their work cut out for them. He has an opportunity to put as many points on the board as possible. Lane Kiffin's the coach to do it.
I'll tell you right now, if I was a popular burger, like a popular burger chain, I would make sure that Whit Weeks had a Smash Burger endorsement this week, because I think that would just be very funny. Not great, but very funny. We might have some juice between the Lions and the Browns. You'll hear that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.